Hello and welcome to Discovering the Jewish Jesus. I'm your host, Dustin Roberts, and today we're going to be learning more about the mysteries of the Song of Songs. Do you remember when a passing glance from your significant other could make your heart beat a little bit faster? And well, did you know that in the Song of Songs, we're told that there is someone who can cause Jesus' heart to skip a beat? Rabbi's going to share this person's identity in just a few minutes. But if you've missed any of these daily messages, be sure to catch up online at discoveringthejewishjesus.com. And don't forget to download Rabbi Schneider's study guide. But right now, let's get started. Here is Rabbi from the outdoors of Florida.
Baruch Hashem, we're continuing our study today in the Song of Songs, which many of you have referred to in the past as the Song of Solomon. But as I've taught on earlier episodes, the correct title for this book is actually the Song of Songs. Solomon himself actually calls it the Song of Songs in verse number one of this love letter. It's actually a song, though. It's more than a letter, it's a song. And when you think of a love song, it's like a duet. In the original historical context between King Solomon and his bride, referred to as the Shulamite bride, but prophetically, as the ancient rabbis have always understood, this is a prophetic song between King Jesus and his church. The rabbis understood it as a love letter between the God of Israel and Israel, and as New Testament believers, we go a step further and say this is a love song between God and his people, and those that are in covenant with him through Messiah, Yeshua HaMashiach. We left off in chapter 4 by looking at how King Jesus was praising the beauty of his bride from the top of her head to the bottom of her feet. He praised her eyes, her hair, her lips, all of her entire body. He was telling her how beautiful she is. And the application that I left you with was, we need to accept ourselves in the Lord. If we're not comfortable in our own skin with who we are, we need to warfare in the Spirit in cooperation with the Word of God and the Holy Spirit to be able to be comfortable with ourselves in Jesus. See, the Bible tells us that we're holy and blameless in Christ Jesus, that we're accepted in the Beloved. And so if for some reason we're rejecting ourselves, we need to reject that Spirit. We need to come against it. We need to break off false identities. You're not stupid. You're not ugly. You're not clumsy. You're none of those things. You're beautiful beyond words to the Lord. We are accepted in the Beloved. We're beautiful to God. He's attracted to us. I know that's hard to get our heads wrapped around, that God's attracted to us. But notice in verse number 7 of chapter 4, Yeshua said to his bride, "You are all together beautiful, my darling, and there's no blemish in you." If God was not attracted to you, why would he have sent his only begotten son to not only die for you on the cross, but to marry you? Because where you're headed is the marriage supper of the Lamb. Now, I want to continue on today, and I'm going to read to you an astounding, profound verse that is a conundrum. Have you ever heard that word conundrum? It's like, that's something like, how do we get our head wrapped around this? So I'm going now to the 4th chapter, to the 9th verse. The Shulamite bride, or King Jesus, is talking to his bride. And listen to what King Jesus says to his bride. "You have made my heart beat faster, my sister, my bride. You have made my heart beat faster with a single glance of your eyes, with a single strand of your necklace. How beautiful is your love, my bride, and how much better is your love than wine." Let's pause. Let's think about this. Jesus is saying to you, my beloved friend, my dear daughter, my dear son in the Lord, my brother and sister, he's saying to you that when you love him, when you look at him with love in your eyes, it actually excites him. "You have made my heart beat faster," he said, "with a single glance of your eyes." Do you know that you can make God's heart beat faster? That when you choose to love him, when you choose to step out in faith in order to obey him, When you sacrifice something because of your love and fidelity to Him, that moves His heart. I know we can't understand it. How could I move God? We wonder, how could little old me, this being that's been created from the dust of the ground, how could I move the Creator? But you do. Remember, the Bible tells us that the angels in heaven rejoice over one sinner that repents. The Hebrew Bible tells us that we have the capacity to grieve or make sad the Holy Spirit. Jesus feels us. In fact, whatever you're feeling, He can feel. Think about that. He feels your feelings. And when you choose to love Him, and love is a choice, right? Love demands sacrifice. Jesus said, greater love has no man than this, when a man lays down his life for his friend. So that when you do something that involves a sacrifice unto the Lord, whether you choose to praise Him, whether you choose Him to change your behavior in order to please Him, whether you choose to reorder your life so it lines up with God's Word. For example, one thing that you can do that's very practical that I've tried to incorporate in my life is when I wake up in the morning, rather than let my flesh rule me, which my flesh, it might be tired, you know, I might feel groggy, I might feel downcast maybe because of a dream that I had last night. But what I do is I make a conscious decision to not allow my emotions or my flesh to rule me, but instead what I do is I wake up in the morning and I get into the Word of God. And lately what I've been doing is I've been going to Psalm number 103. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name. And the psalmist goes on, and forget none of His benefits, who pardons all your iniquity, who heals all your diseases, who renews your life like the eagles and satisfies you with good things. In other words, I get up and I make a decision to love my Creator by getting into His Word, overcoming my emotions, choosing to praise Him and be grateful. And you can do the same thing. And when you do that, when you rise up out of the darkness to love Him and praise Him, it makes His heart beat faster. He sees one of His little ones choosing to sacrifice, overcoming the devil, overcoming their emotions, and pleasing Him by choosing what the Bible calls the sacrifice of praise. So Jesus says here, you have made my heart beat faster, my sister, my bride. You have made my heart beat faster with a single glance of your eyes. Every time you choose to love Jesus, and love again involves sacrifice, whether it's your time, your talent, your treasure, honoring Him with your finances, witnessing to Him, even when you know you might be rejected, using your talent to serve Him, picking up the phone, calling somebody just to bless them because you feel Jesus has put that person on your heart, reaching out to a stranger, just communicating the love of God, walking out of the grocery store, blessing the person at the cashier, saying, I just want you to know Jesus loves you. God bless you today. Whatever you do for Him, it moves His heart.
You're listening to Discovering the Jewish Jesus, and Rabbi will be right back. So please keep listening. Did you know that you can connect with Rabbi right on your phone? The Rabbi Schneider app is packed with resources, videos, and a daily devotional that are designed to help jumpstart your day. The Rabbi Schneider app is free, bringing you inspiration and encouragement 24 hours a day and 7 days a week. Simply search for Rabbi Schneider in your phone's app store and download the app today. We are so thankful for everyone who gives a financial gift of support to this ministry. And perhaps today is the day that you decide that you would like to deepen your commitment to discovering the Jewish Jesus. The best way to do that is to sign up to become a monthly partner at discoveringthejewishjesus.com. Or you can call us at 800-777-7835. Together, we can help others prepare for Jesus' return. And now, let's get back into the second half of today's message.
So remember, this is a love song. It's like a duet. Those of you that are older, closer to my age, you remember the old, what was their name? Was it Captain and Tennille? I think that was the names. They would sing songs back and forth. You know, one would sing one part, the man would sing one part, then the woman would sing her part, and the woman would sing her part, and the man would sing her part, back and forth they'd go. That's what the Song of Songs is. It's a song that's a duet. The bridegroom is singing to his lover, and the lover, you and I, are singing back to the bridegroom. So Jesus just got done once again telling her how beautiful she was, telling you, my beloved friend, how beautiful you are, that Jesus died to ransom you. That's how precious you are to him. Christ in you, the hope of glory. God sees something so incredible in you. He loves you so much. He died for you to marry you. So Jesus tells her this, and she now responds back to him and says this, "A garden locked is my sister." Actually, he's speaking to her. He's describing her. Yeshua is describing her in verse number 12. And he says, "A garden locked is my sister, my bride. A rock garden locked, a spring sealed up." In other words, Jesus is saying to her, "You have set yourself aside for me alone." Jesus is telling her how beautiful she is, how lovely she is. And he describes her fidelity to him by saying to her this, "A garden locked is my sister, my bride. A rock garden locked, a spring garden or a spring sealed up." What does this mean? That she wasn't letting the world in anymore. She wasn't letting false lovers in anymore. She was reserving herself completely for her relationship with God. You know, that's what it means to be holy. The Bible says that you and I are holy in Him, that we're holy and blameless before Him in love. What does it mean to be holy? To be holy, my friend, it means to be set apart. That's what our call is. Remember the one person in the Gospels asked Jesus, "Listen, this person was married seven times. In the kingdom to come, which one will they be married to? Which one of the partners will they be married to? Will it be the first partner, the second partner? Will they be married to all seven people they were married to on earth?" And what did Jesus say? "You don't get it. In the kingdom of heaven, there's neither marriage nor giving in marriage, but you're going to be like angels to God." We exist for Him, from Him, right? And through Him, and to Him are all things. So we want to have that mindset that ultimately we may have an earthly spouse. We have friends, we have children, we enjoy those relationships, but ultimately we exist for our Creator. And so that's what our mindset should be, that we're here on earth to first and foremost set ourselves apart unto the Creator. See, the Bible calls you and I priest. What was the role of a priest? A priest in the Hebrew Bible, that's how we learn what a priest is. We have to go back to the Hebrew Bible. This is one of the benefits of knowing the Jewish or the Hebraic roots of our faith. It helps us understand the New Testament. So when the New Testament calls you and I priest, what does the New Testament mean? Well, to understand that, we have to look at the Hebrew Bible to find out, well, what did the priest do in the Hebrew Bible? The priests were set apart unto the Lord alone to do three things. Number one, the priests were called to draw near to the Creator, to draw near to God. So the priests were summoned to come to the tabernacle, which later became the temple, which was God's manifest glory. So you and I as priests are first of all called to draw near to the divine presence. That's our first role as a priest, those that have been called to draw near to God Himself. Secondly, in the Hebrew Bible, we find that the priests were those that offered up sacrifices. So what does it mean for you and I to offer up a sacrifice? Well, Paul tells us in the book of Romans that we offer up our own bodies to Him, our entire lives to Him, Paul said, as a living sacrifice. We present the members of our body, all our capacities in the natural world, we present our capacities as human beings up to our Creator to serve Him. So we've been called as priests to be set apart. And that's what we're talking about now, because Yeshua said to His bride that she was a locked garden, a rock garden enclosed, sealed up. In other words, she's reserved for Him alone. There's a fortress around her that other things aren't getting in. She's secluded and set apart for Jesus's purposes alone. And that's what I'm wanting to communicate, that ultimately you and I exist for His purposes alone. He blesses us with many things, but those are just like blessings. Ultimately, at the end of the day, at the core, you and I should understand that we exist for His good pleasure alone. And so we're priests. The Bible calls us priests. We're called to draw near to Him, to offer up a sacrifice to Him, which is offering up our entire life to Him, to serve Him and to love Him. And then the third role of the priest we find identified in the Hebrew Bible was that the priests were called upon to minister the things of God to the people. And so our third role on behalf of Jesus is to bring the kingdom, to announce the kingdom to people outside that don't know Him. And so Jesus once again identifies the lifestyle that she was living. A garden locked is my sister, my bride. She existed for Him alone. A rock garden locked, a spring sealed up. And so I just want to stop and say, are you and I living our lives like that? Have we separated ourselves? In other words, you can't just watch stuff on television that you find entertaining. That's not a rock garden. That's not being sealed up like we just read. You have just like an open door there for the world to come in. We can't just listen to what music we want to listen to because we like the sound of it. It makes us feel good. No, listen again. A garden locked is my sister, my bride. A rock garden locked. A spring sealed up. So if we're going to live like this, as those that are set apart to the Lord, sealed up for Him, a rock garden around us so nothing else is coming in, we can't just choose to watch on television or YouTube what we're curious about. Everything has to be filtered by this question. Father, is it pleasing to You? Is it Your will that I'm listening to this, that I'm watching this? Is this acceptable that I'm letting this into my life, including the relationships that You have? Too many single people get into relationships with someone from the opposite sex because they're lonely. That's not an excuse to get into a relationship with an unbeliever or someone that's not living passionately for the Lord. Will you and I accept the call? Will we use the Shulamite bride as a model for our lives? That, Lord, I'm not going to allow anything into my life that isn't pleasing to You. This is the way you and I ought to be living. I know I want to live like this. Sure, there's discipline, but what a blessing that comes in knowing that your life is sealed up for Jesus, that you're an alien in this world, that this world is not your home. Jesus said, if you were of the world would love you. But because you're not of the world, because I chose you out of the world, Jesus said, therefore the world hates you. You're not of the world. You're not of the world. So if you're not of the world, why are you trying to fit into the world? Why are you letting the world in? And the more dark the culture becomes, the more separate our life should shine. People should know we're different. And when you live as a rock garden, as a spring sealed up, you are then going to have the power to bring the kingdom of God to other people. I remember even over the last week, two people told me, whenever I'm around you, I feel close to God. I just put my hand on one person's chest. I didn't even ask him first. I just put my hand on his chest, began to pray for him. Tears began to come from his eyes. Somebody else said to me, whenever I'm around you, I feel close to God. That's the blessing that comes from being a rock garden and a spring sealed up. You're useful to the Master. There's an anointing on you that will be used of the Lord to bring His beauty and His color to others. Beloved, we are called to be Shulamite brides. We're the bride of Christ. I want to ask you today, will you pay the price by disciplining yourself, being willing to be different, even if it means being rejected? If you will, God is going to continue to draw close to you and cause you to know more and more how much He loves you. If you don't, beloved, it's not going to be good, because the Bible says friendship with the world means you'll be hostile towards God.
You're listening to the Bible teaching of Rabbi Schneider here on Discovering the Jewish Jesus. Our study today was from our series, The Mysteries of the Song of Songs. And if you'd like to take your studies of this fascinating topic further, be sure to listen to us online at discoveringthejewishjesus.com. We have a variety of free articles and study tools to help you engage more fully with the material Rabbi presented to us today. And while you're online, we'd love for you to learn more about partnering with us. And right now, to share a little bit more about why praying for this nonprofit ministry and financially supporting our mission to reach people with the authentic and uncompromising Word of God is so important, here is Rabbi Schneider.
Beloved, neither you or I would go to a restaurant, order a meal, and then not pay for it, right? But yet we do that with God. I think that's why the Lord said in the book of Malachi, chapter 3, will a man rob God? They said, how are we robbing you? The Lord said, in tithes and offerings. We're instructed in Scripture to financially support those ministries that are blessing us and feeding us. If discovering the Jewish Jesus, if my life, beloved, and ministry is a blessing to you, would you support it? I'm telling you, the Lord will bless you for honoring Him with your wealth. God wants us to respond to His love through our wealth. The book of Proverbs tells us in Proverbs 3, verse 9, this word, honor the Lord from your wealth and from the first fruit of all your produce. I want to ask you, beloved, honor the Lord with your wealth through discovering the Jewish Jesus if He's blessing you through this ministry.
As the Lord leads you to give a gift of any amount, let me invite you to give us a call. You can reach us at 800-777-7835. Or if it's easier, you can donate online. Our web address is discoveringthejewishjesus.com. And you know, we are truly so grateful for all of your support. As our way of saying thank you for your generous donations and your obedience to God's leading, we'll send you Rabbi Schneider's Message of the Month, which is available as a digital download. And we'll also send you our current newsletter, filled with important insights, outreach events, and so much more. We're so excited that we're able to resume our overseas outreaches this year and our international evangelistic opportunities. Rabbi really has a passion and heart to reach the people of Africa, Israel, and beyond with the love of Jesus. And we're so happy about being able to return to far-off places to preach the authentic and uncompromising truth of God's Word. You can let us know you're listening and you're standing with us in prayer when you write to us at Discovering the Jewish Jesus, P.O. Box 777, Blissfield, Michigan, 49228. That's P.O. Box 777, Blissfield, Michigan, 49228. You can also connect with us online at discoveringthejewishjesus.com. And now to speak a blessing over us as we wrap up today, here is Rabbi Schneider.
What I love about the Aaronic blessing is that it did not originate with man. The words actually proceeded from the very essence of God Himself. The blessing comes from the book of Numbers, chapter 6. So listen to these words and receive the blessing of the Lord into your life today.
Yavarechech Yahweh vayishmarecha. Ya'er Yahweh panav elecha vihunecha. Yisa Yahweh panav elecha ve'asem lecha. Shalom.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift you up with His countenance, and the Lord give you, beloved one, His peace. God bless you, and shalom.
I'm your host, Dustin Roberts, and Discovering the Jewish Jesus is a production of Shalom Ministries. Join us next time when Rabbi Schneider continues explaining the mysteries of the Song of Songs. That's coming up Tuesday on Discovering the Jewish Jesus.